Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 27th, Morning. Faithful Sayings. This is a faithful saying. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Paul has four faithful sayings. The first is found in 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The next is in 1 Timothy 4:9. Godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. The third is in 2 Timothy 2:11 and 12. This is a faithful saying. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. The fourth is in Titus 3:8. This is a faithful saying, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. There is a connection between these faithful sayings. The first one lays the foundation of our eternal salvation in the free grace of God as shown in the mission of the Redeemer. The next affirms the double blessing we obtain through this salvation, the blessings of time and eternity. The third shows one of the duties of the chosen people. We are called to endure for Christ, with the promise that, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12. The last sets the active form of Christian service, urging us diligently to maintain good works. Thus, we have the root of salvation in free grace. Next, the privileges of that salvation in the life which now is and which is to come. We also have the two great branches of enduring and serving with Christ. Both branches are loaded with the fruit of the Spirit. Treasure these faithful sayings. Let them be the guides for your life, your comfort, and your instruction. The Apostle of the Gentiles proved these sayings to be faithful, and they are faithful today. Let us accept them and prove their faithfulness. October 27th, Evening. Indwelling Sin. But we are like an unclean thing. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Believers are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. 1 Peter 2:9. The Spirit of God is in us, and we are far removed from the natural man. But despite all that, we are still sinners from the imperfection of our nature, and we will continue as sinners to the end of this earthly life. The black fingers of sin leave soot on our cleanest robes. Sin mars our repentance before the potter has finished with us on the wheel. Selfishness defiles our tears. Unbelief tampers with our faith. The best thing we ever did, apart from the merit of Jesus, only swells the number of our sins. For when we have been most pure in our own sight, we were not pure in God's sight. If he charges his angels with error, Job 4:18, how much more must he charge us, even when we are in the most angelic frame of mind? The song that thrills to heaven and seeks to emulate seraphic strains has human discord in it. The prayer that moves the arm of God is still a bruised and battered prayer. God's arm moves only because the sinless one, our mediator, has stepped in to take the sin of our supplication. The purest degree of sanctification a Christian ever attained on earth has so much dross that it is only worthy of the flames. Every night, when we look in the mirror, we see a sinner. We need to confess we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6. Oh, how precious the blood of Christ to such hearts as ours! How priceless a gift is His perfect righteousness! How bright the hope of perfect holiness hereafter! Even now, though sin dwells in us, sin has no dominion. We are in bitter conflict with sin, but it is a vanquished foe. Just a little while, and we will enter victoriously into the city where nothing defiles.